to Reddit Wednesday.
So Caribou friends, take a seat and
relax.
Get ready for the story.
Get some juice or water.
Get
you. It's gonna be hot. Is it?
Yes.
It's gonna be hot, like hot tea. We are so excited on this new launch of this series, Reddit Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
I feel okay.
You feel good
about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be an amazing time. We're gonna have reactions. We're gonna have giggles in between. We're gonna
and
have
just
shocks.
One more thing is just like, sorry for today. We have construction going on, so like you're gonna be hearing the background noises.
Yeah.
We try to talk to them to speak on the mic
as much
close
as
possible.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry about the noise.
Yeah.
We're starting off, so forgive us.
Okay. Our topic of today, our story of today is about boundaries.
Boundaries.
Okay.
What are these boundaries?
We have a related story. We're gonna read our related story, and we're gonna like just talk about it and see how these boundaries were crossed.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I met this guy on Tinder, and we started talking. He happened to have a brother in my hometown and said he was staying with him that weekend. So I agreed to meet him while I was in town after class.
Yeah.
He was an hour later than he said he would be, so I waited in my car until he got there. Brackets, I live an hour outside town, so I couldn't go home while I waited. Okay, I understand she's coming from me. I knew he had driven for around 1.5 hours to come and see me that night, so I gave him a second chance. The next morning, we went to breakfast. When we were agreeing on a time, I asked if it could be a little later since I live so far outside of town, and he responded, "Of course, I noticed you live super far out, when I was looking at your Snap map." I know, which kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but I let it go. I only had mine on, so my roommate could make sure I'm okay. I do that too. He started to get overly affectionate as soon as we got to the restaurant. I am not a fan of PDA, so I asked him to stop, and he was talking about engagement rings and spending his life with me.
That's love bombing. That's love bombing.
My guy is trying to seal the deal. I asked him to slow down because I wasn't okay with how fast he was moving. He agreed and we continued to talk and eat breakfast. After breakfast, I decided I'd go to the local coffee shop and do some calc 2 homework. So I thanked him for breakfast and told him I was going to go study. He followed me to the coffee shop. I had gotten out my laptop, notes, and my TI-84 Class CE graphing calculator. When he saw it, his next words were him saying that he would be borrowing my calculator for an exam he needed to take for his job. I brush it off with, I use it literally every day for calc 2 and physics and don't think I can be without it, and tried to start working. But I got nothing done because he started FaceTiming his family so he could introduce me.
Yeah.
This is just the second time they are meeting. Yeah. When he began talking about how he wanted to see my house and meet my family that day, again, I asked him to slow down because I wasn't comfortable with him with introducing them to someone I barely knew. He continued to talk about how he wanted to meet my family, and every time he mentioned it, I expressed my discomfort at the idea of my family meeting someone I had only met in person twice. A few days later, I told him I couldn't continue to pursue a relationship with him because I don't feel like he was taking my request to slow down seriously. But he brushed it off and continued to message me. I gave boundaries. If I didn't respond quick enough, he would blow my phone up until I responded.
Hey, stalker.
Yeah. My breaking point was when he texted me, "Tell your family I am taking them to dinner tonight." The next message was, "Also, I need you to bring your calculator so I can use it for my test."
What's your own?
I felt like he was being too pushy with how fast he was wanting to move and wanting me to let him use my stuff without actually asking me. And yes, I know it's just a calculator, but what else would he have tried to take without asking? At that point, I was done and just locked him. Good idea. Moral of the story, everyone either wants to do hookup or has no boundaries and wants to get married immediately when you go on these dating apps.
That's so true.
What do you think about that? First of all, ick.
Yeah, he gives you the ick right away. It's too, you're already clingy like that, and you haven't like...
No, it's day two.
That's the thing. I'm just like clingy at that stage. That's
I don't even know you like that.
I don't think he's clingy.
He's not clingy.
He's just stalkerish.
He's starting to give you the vibe of what he's going to be in the long term.
It's not even that. That's creepy, man. He feels like a serial killer. That's the vibe I get. Then he's trying to like rope you in. So then they're doing stuff, little stuff like that.
I just think there's no boundaries. He doesn't understand when a woman says no. Maybe. Or yes, he doesn't understand when he's told, you know what, I am not. The fact that someone has already not told you once or twice about them being uncomfortable with your actions and your words, and you're still doing it, speaks something about this person. Yeah. If you cannot respect me right now, how am I sure that you're going to respect me when you and I get a connection and you start pursuing this relationship?
Not at all.
And she's right. Most of these people on these dating apps, they just want to get like, sorry, excuse my nurse. They just want to do hookup.
I feel like also like him saying like he called his family right away, right?
Right, on that the second day, already calling your family.
No, some family members, that's why I said some family members, they be knowing what shit their kids are doing. And like they like roping other girls, like they don't realize that that could be your daughter, someone doing the same thing to them. Roping them in and be like, oh, my in-law, my child, my daughter. No.
You've been their in-law for 9 years of dating. And their son is seeing someone else.
Another thing is they know how they're like their children, how they act and what characters they have, right? Mm-hmm. And then but they still like will put on that face, oh, my son is good, give him a chance. No, your son is not.
I didn't even think of it that way.
That's how I thought about it. Yeah. Like, because like I feel like I've seen so many people lie about like they would like talk about their kids, like present them in such high regards, but then their kids are not like that. Your kid is not like all the stuff that they're saying. My son is very well. He will know how to treat you. He's a very giving man. No, he's a stingy man. He doesn't even do anything in that house of yours. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even help you out. But then you're willing to sell your son like to the highest bidder.
The highest bidder, yeah.
And, like,
I just feel like he didn't. For me, what I would have done as a girl, mm-hmm. immediately that second time it has happened, I'm cutting you off, not even without giving you another chance. Because it's not only once, but like on a second meeting, you're already calling your family members. Like the family doesn't even know that maybe you guys have met twice. Maybe the family does not even know that these people have met twice. By the fact that I've already told you I'm not ready to meet your family. And then you go ahead and like call them. And then also that, okay, this is where I see the problem. So the girl tells him, let's part ways. I want to go and work on some things.
Yeah.
You follow this girl. Like you have the, like he goes and follows her to where she wants to work. There's no boundaries. So imagine how he's gonna be, you know, like, and then the fact that he went to a Snapchat to look at her location.
See, boy, that's why I said that's creepy. That's why I said
you're giving vibes that are not really on your side. And maybe he's coming from a genuine place. Okay, I don't wanna be like very harsh. But maybe he's just the way he's not used to
being. You know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
In regards to like meeting the family first, right? Because like in Islamically, that's what you're supposed to do. When you get into that, you meet the family first. You get the family involved as soon as possible, right? You get to know each other. Not just if men, but then reading it, I don't feel like the girl is Muslim. So like I feel like for her, she come up as like. Oh wow! But like in Islamic, that's normal. Like that's how you're supposed to. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like in Islam, it's like normal for you guys to like meet your parents right away, right? Mm-hmm. So, but then it's both parents.
If he's Muslim, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt.
But I doubt it.
But if he's not, then that's really creepy.
I doubt it.
Me, I would leave. Like immediately that happens, and you call your family, I'll be like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I understand, like, because you never know the hearts of men. Like, she might have said that, and something could have happened. So it was very important for her to just go home and think about it and be like, yeah, no, I don't want to see this person ever again. Mm. But definitely, it's very important to address the boundaries you want with someone immediately before you even start something with them. Mm-hmm. It just gives them sort of an idea of what not to do and what boundaries not to cross when you guys are exploring that connection.
And I feel like you're setting the tone of how you want to be treated, right?
Yes.
And what you're not willing to cross as it concerns to your values, your beliefs and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's always... It's always good to set your boundaries like straight on ahead. This is not what I'm willing to do. This is like what I'm not willing to tolerate. This is not the type of person I am. And if you're that type of person, that's I'm not about it.
Oh, beautiful. You know what? I'm talking about this. I went on a date.
Ooh, she went on a date.
But this was like the second week after I was like broken up. This was after my heartbreak.
That one was.
No, you know, like the fun of them.
It's not even me. Me is the. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I should just
say it. We are here to share, right, guys?
Okay, you need to say it. I feel like me coming as a friend to you. I feel like you just need a break.
I've taken a very long break.
No, she hasn't taken a long break.
No, like we talked about it. Can I just share my experience before I forget?
Okay, sure.
I'm gonna be honest. I've never gone out. I've gone out with a white guy, but this was like a friend from a mutual friend, and this was like their cousin, and this rubbed me off the wrong way. Am I rude sometimes?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm very harsh. So the person comes. Obviously, I'm not gonna give them the address of my house because I'm not comfortable.
That was
yeah, exactly. So I was like, meet me downstairs.
Yeah.
So we meet down there, and then you guys, this guy could not even open the car door for me. Is that too much expectations?
Some men are not willing.
What do you mean they're not willing? It's etiquette.
No. Let me talk. I'm gonna be the devil advocate. So on a male perspective.
Yeah.
So there'll be like some men. Because some women say they're independent, right? So like if you're independent, you should be able to open that door for yourself. I'm just telling you what they said.
Independent.
No, I'm just telling you. I think so many women they've been like, I'm independent, like I can get it for myself. So some men feel like now, since you say you're all that, you might as well be opening the door for yourself too, right? You should be able to handle it.
I'm just telling you
how the feeling of.
Yeah, well, if you're feeling like that, do not come feeling like that to me, okay? I'm a lady, I needed to be treated as such.
Okay.
Anyway, the person never got to be contacted. I just had a bad experience. And then, like, we go to the restaurant. He doesn't open the restaurant door for me. So we sit. We stand there looking at each other for like 30 seconds. And I'm like, are you going to open the door?
Did he hold the door?
He did not. That's how we sat. We were standing at the door for like 30 seconds looking at each other. I don't know what this man was expecting me to do. He opens the door. So we go in the restaurant. So we were given a chair. He takes his chair and comes to sit close to me. I don't know you like that.
My bubble.
I told him I'm not comfortable. I do not like this. I'm just meeting you for the first time. Can you kindly please move to the other side? He's like, oh, you know. I said, it's okay. I'll do the honors. I stood up, took my chair, and went to the other side. Let me tell you, people think that I was so harsh. I just think, like, I was not, as a person, if I'm meeting you for the first time, you shouldn't even be crossing those boundaries. And then, he's talking about splitting the bill. You're crazy if you think I'm going to split the bill with you.
Who else? No, I'm going to be another one. Devil advocate.
Why?
Okay, who asked who out?
He did! That's why I'm mad. Like, you messaged me. It's like, hey, my cousin talked to me about you, and I was just like wanting to like go for a coffee. I was like, I'm not available for coffee because I had things to do that morning. He's like, yeah, sure, can you do dinner?
I feel like if you invite a person on a date sometimes, sometimes.
I'm willing to pay.
You have to pay. And also, ladies, just don't go on dates without any money.
Right?
You don't know what this man
wants. Oh, no. I walked away.
You don't know what to do. You'll be left washing dishes at the back. You just love that.
All I know is that I stood up and I walked. I took an Uber home. Yeah, and blocked.
It's not working for you.
It's not working for me. So I understand where the girl is coming from. There were so many boundaries that were crossed, and like at least she tried to address them. It's just that some men out there, they do not like when they are kept in check with women. They don't like when a woman says, no, I'm not comfortable with this. No, they think like you're just gonna go with the flow that they're taking you with. Does that make sense? So maybe to him it came off as, why is she telling me this? I am not used to being told like this. And maybe to the guy who did not open the door for me, maybe he's just used to like women opening the door first. That is common courtesy. As a man, I need you to open the door for me. My brothers, when they go to the store, they open the door for me.
As a man,
why can't you? I am not being highly expectant. I am just letting you. If you're in your mid-30s, if you're in your mid-20s, if you're in your early 40s, you've dated enough to know what to do on first dates. As a man, even as a woman, you guys, like, you've had, at least you've had experience enough to know this is how a first date goes. Yeah. This is how, as a man or a woman, I need to act on the first date. But you acting like that, it's first of all, it's a red flag to me already. And I was telling him the points. I told him, just know the door is 40 points. You've lost 40 points.
No, you're doing a countdown. Ah, my sister.
I did.
Okay, let me tell you the common etiquette of dating. Number one, be early. Number two, just your occasion, especially if it's the first date. Number three, open the door. Number four,
pull the chair out.
Number five, pay for the date. Number
be a gentleman and drop the woman home.
Number seven, compliment me.
No, first of all, compliment me on the first thing. That should be the first thing you say. Like, drop dead. Okay, you know,
yeah.
Number seven, be a gentleman, drop me to my house. Bye.
Yeah,
you have to be expecting something.
Or if you're like, if you can't drop me or like my Uber, at least text me. Oh, did you get safe home?
Yeah,
that's a nice way.
Yeah, at least be a gentleman.
Yeah,
but all I'm expecting is for you to drop me home and not expect anything. Because some of these men out here, they'd be wanting some things.
I feel like that's why I don't like
going to this. Right?
Because I feel like, I don't know, like, they feel like they have a hold of something, right? Just because you pay for me.
Like, they're expecting something.
Yeah, they're like, they're holding something. Yeah. Like, that's why, like, oh, I have to be in communication just because I went out with you and then you bought me something. I feel like someone be holding it over your head.
They're like, have you forgotten I did this? That's the question. Did I ask you?
You came. You're willing to volunteer your time. You're willing to volunteer your wallet. So...
I was there to eat.
I was there to sample the food and give you my review on it.
But you know what? It's been an amazing Ready to Wednesday. This is our first ever episode. We are so glad that we are launching this, and we are very excited for this. We're gonna try to be up with the episodes as much as we can on the other side, and of course on this preview of Ready to Wednesday.
We're gonna have the hot topic Sundays.
Yeah.
Where we just talk about general topics, whatever, it could be anything.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna have Reddit Wednesday, which is gonna be on Wednesdays every Wednesday with Reddit stories.
Yeah.
If you wanna send us some Reddit stories, you can.
Do not forget to DM us on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're always answering on that one.
Yeah.
So,
Rafiki.